This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, Monday, May 29th, 2023, is the day that we observe those who have died while serving in the U.S. military. And my uncles, my father, my grandfathers have served in the military. World War I or World War II. And although they were fortunate and they were careful and they all survived, no one was killed in our family. They all had battle scars. All of them. And I would like to do something very, very small to say thank you for those who have served in the military and those who have defended our country and honor those who have died. So I just had a very quick meeting with Mrs. Fennelli and our son, and I said that I propose that we open up Natural Farms Campground to our instructors in our class, any of you who would like to partake in coming to visit us here in Missouri. It's on us, no charge, absolutely free, no hidden agenda, no bait and switch, absolutely free for 4 days. And those days are Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, May 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. And if you'd like to partake, I haven't changed it on the website, on Hip Camp. I have not changed that, but we have 11 campsites available at this time. And if you would like one or more of them, they're yours for that period, those 4 days, no charge. So all you have to do is email me, instructor at usaprepares.com, instructor at usaprepares.com, and I'll make it happen. Please include your phone number so I can call you and give you the particulars. And if you want to see what the campground looks like, you can go to the website, our website, which is called Natural Farms, LC, as in Limited Corporation, naturalfarmslc.com, and you can see what it looks like. And we will assign the campsite. They're all equivalent. They're all really nice. And it's on us. It's on us for those 4 days. So that's just our small way of saying thank you. So instead of 10% or 15% or 20% off, we're going to take it all off. We're going to take 100% off. Is our way of saying thank you. No hidden agenda, no gotchas. And you'll probably meet me. And I'd be delighted to welcome you. Because I'm only extending this to our class at this moment. Okay? Instructor at usaprepares.com, and I will contact you and make it happen. So we're in Wright County, Missouri. And the little hamlet that we live in is shown on the map as Grove Spring. G-R-O-V-E-S-P-R-I-N-G. Missouri, you'll find that on the map. But our physical address, according to United States Postal Service, is 11 miles away from where we really are, and they call that Niangua. So our mailing address at our mailbox is Niangua, but if you want to see where we really are, it's in Grove Spring. Now, we didn't do this. The United States Postal Service has no idea why they show our physical address is 11 miles away from where we live. I don't know. I can't explain it. It would take an act of Congress and a congressional investigation to figure this out. But anyway, someone does know what he's doing at some point in time in the Postal Service, and that's how it happened. So, Gwyneth, any comments about opening up the campground for as a small way of saying thank you?
I think that's a great idea, Vince. I think that's very generous of you, you know.
Well,
and,
that's the least I can do.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it could be an annual thing. I don't know. It's up to you. It depends on you.
What a great
idea. It's,
annual. I like it.
Is it Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm starting it early. So Memorial Day is really Monday. But I'm thinking, well, why not make it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? Make it 4 days.
Yeah. I think we've just had our War Veterans commemoration, which was called Anzac Day. It was just a week or two ago. So that's something equivalent to Memorial Day and Veterans Day rolled into one. So,
yeah.
I don't think we have separate celebrations for veterans and memorial. But
For my grandparents, they remembered it as Decoration Day. Decoration Day. And, and I think in around the 70s, it was, I think maybe 71, it was changed to Memorial Day. And, started out actually.
In case anyone's curious.
Yeah.
ANZAC stands for Australian and New Zealand Army Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had ANZAC Day my whole life, but in the first part of my life, it was the New Zealand bit. they obviously have ANZAC Day in New Zealand too. Now in Australia, it's still ANZAC Day. But the Australians, they sort of tend to forget about New Zealand a little bit, but the New Zealanders haven't forgotten. And they're still in there, so they, New Zealand is like that little brother that, the big brother picks on endlessly, but really he loves him. That's what New Zealand is like to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, nobody else is allowed to pick on New Zealand, but we're allowed to pick on New Zealand because we're their big brother. But it's in a family sort of way. I don't know if families are like that in America, but it is in a very loving way, but it's like the brotherly banter that you get. If that makes sense.
Sure. Now, class, in 1868, right after America's first Civil War, General John Logan sent out an official order that designated May 30th as a day of remembrance for those who died serving in the Civil War. So that was the first Decoration Day, if you will, of remembrance. And it's a very sad thing when Americans fight against Americans and their civil wars in countries brought about by policies, political policies that some leaders, and that's in quotes, leaders, force upon others, the populace. And when it gets too overbearing, civil war erupts in many cases. Sometimes civil wars are started by outsiders, like false flags that Gwyneth was talking about. Gwyneth, getting back to the Scots, the English, the Irish, would you please tell us about some of the deaths that happened out of these countries forcing their way on others and killing people? needlessly.
Yeah. The Irish and the Scots don't like the English very much at all. And I think anyone who lived in the second half of the 20th century probably figured that out. The Irish were labelled as all sorts of terrible names, like terrorists and all the rest of it. But I say anyone who says that clearly has never studied Irish history, because if any of us as a nation had to put up with what the Irish had to put up with over a period of 800 years, then we'd probably feel like spitting the dummy as well. That's the saying that we have here in Australia. It's when a baby's had enough and it spits out its pacifier and starts bawling, then you know you're in trouble as a parent. But I'll mention a few of the things that happened. Okay, back in the English had basically. It all started from the Lancashire, which I was talking about, okay? The Celts had this Latias Fair system of Lancashire, and they didn't really have any idea of ownership of anything. And to this day, there's not really any word in the Gaelic language for I own X, Y, and Z. You can say in the Irish language or in the Scottish Gaelic language, X, Y, and Z, be at me. And you can say my X, Y, and Z. Okay? But you can't say I own X, Y, and Z. And a lot of people might say, well, what's the difference? They say, well, it's subtle, but it's very, very important. Because you don't own family members. They're your family members, but you don't own them. That's the difference. So you can say, my mother, but you don't own your mother. That would be ridiculous. You can say, my son. But you don't own your son, so saying that something is yours is not the same as saying that you own it, okay? And that's in their language, but it's not in the English language. The English language, the idea of ownership is deeply ingrained in the English culture and in the English language, and it always has been. But the Celtic mind didn't operate that way, okay? And the English came along, and this could translate across to the English. Like, the English practiced on the Scots and the Irish, and then they went out and they did this all over the world. So this definitely relates to what the Americans went through, what the Native Americans went through, and what the Maoris went through, the Aborigines, and the whole lot of them. But they started with the Scots and the Irish. They didn't have any idea in their language of ownership. This foreign nation comes from a foreign land, speaking a foreign language with a foreign concept, and they really didn't get it. And they allowed themselves to be tricked out of the very most important thing in the whole world, and that was their own land.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and we're talking about some of the things that wars are fought over. Food, water, land. And land is the one that we're talking about right now. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. So anyway, because the Irish had no real idea of land tenure, as in private property ownership, because the very idea of owning something was foreign to their language. They didn't have a word for owning anything. Then the English came in there speaking a foreign language, come from a foreign place, and they politically manipulated the Irish out of their land. To cut a very long story short. And the fellow who did that was Edward I. And they did, he did this, something similar to the Scots as well. And before that, there really wasn't any difference between Scotland and Ireland politically. This is that they have a name for it in their language, which is Gaelta. That meant the Gaelic world. The Gaelic-speaking world, which was Ireland and Scotland. And there wasn't really very much of a linguistic difference between Scottish Gaelic and Irish Gaelic at that time. But Scottish Gaelic is the more pure language. Edward I came in, and one of the things that he did was he introduced a system of land tenure. And basically, he didn't do this in Scotland right away. And I don't know if he did it right away in Ireland, but eventually what happened and what played out over the centuries was that the noble lords, who were the clan chiefs, and in Ireland, he actually was pretty successful in getting rid of the Irish clan chiefs, a lot of them. And by getting rid of, that often meant executing. But he introduced his own nobility in Ireland, which is down to this day called the Anglo-Norman nobility. And the Gael, the genetically Gaelic Irish, do not regard to this day the Anglo-Normans as being really Irish. They say they're not. They're not got anything to do with us. They're not Irish. They're not, meaning that they're not Gaelic. And so you think, well, you've been living there for 800 years. How could you not be Irish? And the Irish say, well, they're not Irish. They're not Gaelic. They came in here. They took our land. You know, it would be like if the white Americans have been in America for 800 years trying to say that they were Indian. So the Indians would turn around and say, you're not from us. You'll never be from us. Not in 1,000 years, not in 3,000 years. You'll never, ever be. I think that you'll never be a Native American. I'm pretty sure I won't ever be a Native American, and that's how the Irish felt. But the English came in, killed off a bunch of the Irish nobles and Scottish nobles as well. And in Ireland, they were more successful in introducing their own nobility, which was the Anglo-Norman elite class. Nobility. And the Anglo-Normans were forced to pay a tribute to the king, and they had to get that from somewhere. So they put in a system of private property ownership and land taxes. And that took some explaining to the Irish. They didn't quite get it right away, and they objected to being told that they had to pay money to live on their own land. And they did what every Irishman does when he gets upset about something. He started a fight. And anyone who's had anything to do with Irish knows that the Irish are very, very fond of having fights. And they will not back down from a brawl, ever. And especially not if it concerns them having to be somebody else's property, because they were enslaved before the English got there. They were enslaved often by the Vikings. They didn't like it very much, and if
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time ever event and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. Lance Fry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black.
Take
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Going to keep talking. Okay, the whole system of so we've got the English installed a nobility so-called over the Irish, and also less successfully so over the Scots, but we'll talk about the Irish, compelled them to pay property taxes, put in a system of property tenure where they didn't have any system of land tenure before the English came along, really. And the Irish really didn't use money very much, currency very much, before the English came along. So these were all concepts that were completely foreign to them. And to this day, the word for currency in Gaelic, they really don't have a word for currency. The word is ergetch, which means silver. So that means the stuff that you buy stuff with. So they you know, you've got to realize this, it's a whole different mind. A completely foreign nation, the English just came in and stomped their foot on and basically trod into the mud for 800 years and then twisted their boot around just for good measure on the Irish faith. That's basically what they did. And this went on for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the one of the final straws, mostly the Irish put up with it. There were rebellions here and there, but none of them were really, really effective. But then in 1845, they had a catastrophic failure of the potato crop. And that was because of the potato blight, which was a disease that was unknown. And most of the Irish population was living on potatoes at that time. And when the potato crop failed, they began to starve. And they kept starving for 5 years. Many of them starved to death. At the beginning of this five-year period, which was 1845, the British government took a census of the Irish population. And I remember a long time ago reading one set of figures that I've never been able to come across since. But according to this set of British census data that I've never been able to find again, unfortunately, and I read the statistics. Oh, gosh, how long ago? About 1998, I read the statistics. So it may be wrong. I apologize if it is. It's not intentionally wrong. 12 million people living in Ireland in 1845. In 1850, when they took the next census, the figure was 3 million people. That means 9 million people. Something happened to them. And maybe a few hundred thousand, maybe 150,000, 300,000 emigrated. And that silence was perfect. The English let it happen. They not only let it happen, they encouraged it to happen. Because all through the potato famine, they were exporting food out of Ireland. Vegetables, cattle, milk, the whole works, cheese, the whole works. They were exporting food in a massive scale. And there were barges floating down rivers loaded with food. And the Irish were standing on the shores of the rivers and canals, starving, watching their food float past. And some of them, it was too much for them. And in a fit of temper, they broke out and hijacked the barges floating down the river and distributed the food to all their friends and family members. And some of those hijackers were caught. Some of them were sent to Australia, and some of them were executed. But who wouldn't be driven to that state when your whole family, your whole nation is starving and you're seeing food floating down the river, floating off to only God knows where, probably England, your sworn enemy. And a lot of the Irish that was the final straw for them, and they swore unending hatred and vengeance to the English. But it took the death of nine. A lot of figures were a lot lower than that. And I don't know, but like I said, the figure that I saw was 9 million. The figure could have been a lot lower, but even if it was, I've seen other figures of 2-3 million. Really, nobody's sure exactly how many people it was, because there was no birth, death, and marriages register in Ireland at that time. So, but who wouldn't be driven to eternal vengeance by having something like that happen to your entire nation, and to find out that it was all on purpose, to deliberately genocide you? And this is what the English did to the Irish. This was the last of a long string of genocidal acts that the English did, the last and the worst of them. And the Irish decided that they'd had enough, and they set up Fenian orders, which are after the ancient Fenian tradition, which was a tradition of noble knights that were actually there, so a nobility that was actually there to protect the people. And that was the origin of, first of all, it was called the Ribbon Men, because they would wear ribbons to denote their clan affiliation and regiment. And there were other rebellions as well, but the Ribbon Men was one of the most famous ones. And then at the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, they formed into the Irish Republican Brotherhood, which became the Irish Republican Army. And this was the origin of the IRA, and that is why the IRA is there. And that is why I say, anybody who thinks that the IRA can be dismissed merely as a terrorist organisation has obviously never studied Irish history. But they have a very good reason to be upset and to want their own country back, and to want the English out, because for 800 years the English have been over there raping, literally raping, pillaging, abusing and murdering the Irish people. And the Irish have had enough. And I actually think that they, up until, I would say, the 1970s, that they were extremely patient and restrained. With a little period around about the time of World War One, where they had an outbreak of fighting, and that was the Irish War of Independence, where the Irish people won probably about 2/3 of their country back. But the rest of it, they've still got to win the rest of it back. But they've got to now get rid of the English out of their mind, and that's going to be the tougher battle. So they've got to get rid of the English way of doing things, where 800 years ago they didn't have any... They were an ancient people, one of the most ancient peoples on Earth. The Gaelic language was the original lingua franca of Europe. So you're going back to the Neolithic era. So you go back to when the Stone Age humans were running around all of Europe and Britain, and they had one Stone Age group would have their own language, and another Stone Age group would have their other language. But the language that they all spoke was Scottish Gaelic, meaning Gaelic, meaning the original Irish language. They were one of the first nations on Earth to develop an alphabet, which was, it's often by English called the Ogham alphabet, but it actually said Oyam. But the reason why I'm saying all this is to let you know that the English are the same people mostly now that think they run the show. And they were just practicing on the Irish. And I'm not advocating violence, you know, because the one who first shoots is the one who will lose. The first one to shoot loses. And that's absolutely it. But you have to be aware that the enemy that you're facing is ancient. And they've been practicing their skullduggery for a very, very long time, and they know exactly how to do it, and they know exactly how to manipulate you, and they know exactly how to starve you, deprive you of your property. Like the vampires, you have to agree to it. And the only reason the Irish lost their country 800 years ago was because they allowed the English to manipulate them out of their country. That's the Irish nobility. The original Gaelic Irish nobility allowed the English to manipulate them out of the country. And if you don't allow them to manipulate you out of your country, you will win. If you just stand there and say no, you're not doing it. You are not doing it. I do not consent to contract with you. I have been saying, oh gosh, I actually found a video going back over 10 years, you know, once upon a time on my YouTube channel. I should delete that video, unfortunately. I shouldn't have deleted it. I really regretted deleting it, but I went on a rant and I said, I will not consent. I was going through some stuff at the time. I do not consent. And I meant it, and I still mean it. If you say no, I don't consent. That's the most powerful thing you can do.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Beth, I just wanted to let you know that at the beginning, when I made the announcement, beginning of this hour, about Natural Farms campsites being available, we had 11 campsites available at that time. And this is a first-come, first-served. So if there's more than 11 campers that would like to take advantage of the Memorial Day offering, free camping for 4 days, there's only 11. So first-come, first-served. I'm not trying to push anybody into it. I just want you to know that there's a limited number, and that number is 11. So if there's more than 11 that sign up or contact me, instructor at USA Prepares, we can only accommodate 11. Now, I'll tell you, you know, if we exceed that number, I'll let you know we are booked. But other than that, there are 11 available. So I just want to make sure that you all know. And one other thing I wanted to mention. I'm looking at a document on the screen right now, and it is signed by H.M., Her Majesty, Queen Alexandria Elizabeth Mary Windsor II, Chairman of the Committee of 300, the British Royal Family, approved on February 10, 2010. Queen Elizabeth was the chairman of the Committee of 300 that rules the world.
I didn't know that. But it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, she was the boss.
And, mate, the Irish hated her, by the way. And you think, oh, how could you know, anyone hate that sweet old lady? Oh, boy, the Irish didn't think she was a very sweet old lady. The Irish thought that she was a brutal tyrant. And that's why they had the troubles, because moving on in time, oh, my gosh. During the 1970s in Derry, things were so bad that you think that things are bad now with, you know, overcrowding and lack of accommodation and all the rest of it. There was a play that was written, and it was called Freedom of the City by, I think it was Brian Friel, Colin Friel, or Brian Friel. I think it was actually Brian Friel. wrote this play called Freedom of the City. If anybody wants to get a hold of this play, that play had an absolutely monumental effect on me as an adolescent. And it was the play that opened my eyes, because it talked about the Bloody Sunday Massacre. And I'm using the word bloody not as a cuss word, but full of blood. The Bloody Sunday Massacre was an event that happened in Derry during the 1970s, and it was basically that the Irish people came out and had a demonstration, and the British Army opened fire on them and killed a bunch of them in the street. And the IRA were there, and they were armed, but it was the British that shot first. And nobody these days really disputes that. And that led to a real escalation of the trouble. And who was the one who shot first? It was Her Majesty's people shot first. And if you look back in the history of it, you know, the Irish have been patient beyond patience for the atrocities that have been inflicted against them. And it's been the same that the British Crown has done all over the world, headed up by the supposed Royal House of Windsor, which is not the Royal House of Windsor. It's the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Now, they changed their name around about the time of World War I because it wasn't such a good look for a bunch of Saxons to be going to war against a bunch of Saxons. Germans. I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous, but that's how it was. You know, so you get one bunch of Saxons having a war against another bunch of Saxons, and they said, gosh, we've got to hide this somehow, the fact that, you know, we've got to pretend that we're English and not really Saxons. So that was World War I. But the Irish... But let's just put it this way, all the same dirty tricks that were played by the English against the Irish are now being played by the Americans against, you know, by the English against the Americans. And it's the English that really run the show in America, and you better wake up, because none of us is going to start it. I'm certainly not going to start it. Vincent's not. But someone's going to kick it off, and it's going to be them.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.